We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the October 13th, 2025 meeting of the University City City Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Teeman.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Brenner.
Present.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson. Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you have the agenda, during the study session, we ask if there are any changes to the agenda. Are there any requested changes to the agenda at this time? If not, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember McMahon, seconded by Councilmember Teeman. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you two proclamations, the first of which is for the 2025 Extra Mile Day, and the second is for the Arts and Letters Returning Artists for Andrea Peoples. Those will be provided by the city clerk to the appropriate parties. You have before you the September 8th, 2025 draft regular meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Teeman. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Fuller. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the September 24th meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We now have an appointment by Councilmember Clay of Helen Nelling and Kim Dietzler to the reappointment to the Library Board. I'm more than happy to make that motion in his absence. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Teeman.
Honorable Mayor, it is my pleasure to nominate Matt Hayden to the Parks Commission.
Thank you. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to appoint Angel Simmons to the Park Commission. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please note for the record that Kay Gage, a member of the school board, has been appointed to the Economic Development Retail Sales Tax Board by the school district. We do not have any swearings into boards or commissions. We will now turn to our first set of citizen participation comments. These are for items that are on non-agenda items. When you hear your name called, if you'll please come to the microphone, hit the button, the green light will come on, give your name and address, and your comments are limited to 5 minutes. The first request to speak is Don Fitz.
Is that now? Okay, thank you very much. My name is Don Fitz. I live at 6954 Dartmouth Avenue, University City, 63130. And I wrote a recap on the October 7th Stormwater Commission meeting. And when I did, I wrote that the final wording of Susan Armstrong's resolution on the plan to clear cut and cement the 11 acres of current cemetery at Canton went something like this. And I quote, "The Stormwater Commission recommends to the City Council and Plan Commission against rezoning and conditional use permits for the enclaves at Canton proposal due to potential adverse effects and that the applicant has not demonstrated adequate drainage. I pointed out that the bolded word and is between two reasons for rejecting the project. In order to gain approval, the applicant would have to both prove no adverse aspects as well as proving adequate drainage. And I wrote, the developer might see this as a loophole for returning to the Stormwater Commission only with the new drainage plan while ignoring negative aspects of the project. There are, in fact, many adverse effects of the proposal, which include ecological destruction of the 11 acres of mature trees, added flood water from clear-cutting trees, the urban heat island effect of replacing cooling trees with heat-promoting concrete, and the connection between increased heat and increased violence. Only 3 days later, October the 13th, today, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that wrote reported that Terry Crow, the mayor, told the reporter that he was concerned that the commission said it didn't have all of the drainage data it needed. He said the city would request an information and another commission review before the council would discuss it. In other words, Mayor Terry Crow said exactly what I predicted the developer would say. He responded only to the drainage issue and ignored the much more important adverse effects of the proposal. We need to ask, is Terry Crow taking his marching orders from the developers who hope to get richer from this environmentally devastating proposal? So I hope that Terry Crow would give us an answer to the question if, in considering the Canton proposal, he will ask the Stormwater Commission to consider all of the potential adverse effects or only those pertaining to drainage issues. I also ask all members of the council and the city manager to let us know if they urge the Stormwater Commission to consider all the potential adverse effects of the Canton proposal or only those pertaining to drainage issues. Thank you very much. I'm chair of the University Heights Flood Task Force. And to make sure that Lorette doesn't have to type too much, I have a copy of this here.
Thank you very much. That concludes our citizen comments for this section of the agenda. We'll now move forward to council comments. Are there any council comments at this time? Seeing none, we'll move forward to the public hearing. We have before us the public hearing for a liquor license of U City Smokehouse LLC 7293. I will open that hearing at 6:36 p.m. Madam Clerk, do we have any written comments received by you for this public hearing?
There are none.
Do we have any requests to speak for this public hearing?
There are none.
Seeing no written comments and no one requesting to speak, this hearing will close at 6:36 p.m. Now move forward with the consent agenda. Under the consent agenda, you have two items, liquor license and CBIZ contract. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Councilmember Brunner, seconded by Councilmember McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, there are no updates for this meeting.
None? You're done? That was a quick one. Thank you. You have before you now unfinished business. We have bill number 9575. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
Bill 9575, an ordinance approving certain amended documents related to the 711 and 717 Kingsland Community Improvement District and the city's taxable industrial revenue bonds, 711 Kingsland Avenue Project, Series 2025.
Thank you very much. May we have the third reading?
Bill 9575, an ordinance approving certain amended documents related to the 711 and 717 Kingsland Community Improvement District and the city's taxable industrial revenue bonds, 711 Kingsland Avenue Project, Series 2025.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Brenner.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill has passed. We'll now move forward to new business with bill number 9576. Before we introduce, I'd like to turn the floor over briefly to the city attorney.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. In the council packet for this meeting, the project site, which is 701 Westgate, did not include the technical legal description in Exhibit A to the various documents that was received over the weekend and now is in the official version of this bill. In the event the council introduces it, it should be aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have before you bill number 9576. Who would like to introduce? Councilmember Thiemann. Madam Clerk, would you please give us the first reading of bill number 9576?
Bill 9576, an ordinance authorizing the city of University City, Missouri to issue its taxable industrial revenue bonds, Parkview Place Project, Series 2025, in a principal amount not to exceed $60 million for the purpose of providing funds to pay the cost of acquiring, constructing, and improving a facility for an industrial development project in the city, approving a plan for the project, and authorizing the city to enter into certain agreements and take certain other actions in connection therewith.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward with council reports and business. Are there any reports from members of council regarding any of their commissions or any other matters? Councilmember Brenner.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I just wanted to report, I attended the school board meeting earlier, or the late middle September one, because I had been on a committee looking at the possibility of a public medical center that would be based at the high school. And the grant got approved and it was finalized at that meeting. So I just want to let everybody know that they will have a clinic, a public clinic at the high school, mostly accessible for their students. But I think other public can come in too, which will be standalone. It's not going to be run by the school district. It's through a grant. So I thought that's good for the community. And then second, they also reported during that meeting that they had a 2% increase in student population. Thought that was important for us to know also. Thank you.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Just wanted to make the announcement that we've just approved the proclamation for Andrea Peoples, and that reception, the returning artist reception, is tomorrow at the public library at the school district. So, and I believe that is around 7 o'clock. So again, I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware. Thank you.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Honorable Mayor and my fellow council members, I don't remember if I said anything about this before and said it to the general public, but I would like to point out the fact that recently our own Stormwater Task Force, since they're here, made a presentation to a group called Cool Cities STL, which is a group of elected officials and directors of various divisions, Missouri Botanical Gardens among them. And they presented on the Stormwater Master Plan. There were about 50 people here representing 17 different municipalities across the Metroplex. And it was a wonderful presentation. Hopefully it inspired many other folks to follow in the path of this gem we have in our midst, which is this Stormwater Task Force, and hopefully inspired them to do similar work. And so I would like to commend them and thank you.
Any other council reports? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, do we have any more requests to speak from the public?
There are none.
Are there any council comments this evening? Seeing no hands raised for council comments, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 16.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body, and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys, and leasing, purchase, or sale of real estate by a public governmental body where public knowledge of the transaction might adversely affect the legal consideration, and individually identifiable personnel records, performance ratings, or records pertaining to employees. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Councilmember McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Brenner.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We will now move to executive session. Enjoy your evening.